think wherever possible, we should adaptively reuse if the building is of significant historical importance, be it either in the case of where famous people are associated with it, then perhaps the architectural aspect is not as important.
Mm-hmm.
But where it is purely an architectural restoration, we should be careful to restore and adaptively reuse buildings that are of good quality. Unfortunately, quite often, people are of the feeling that we should always keep the existing building and adaptively reuse it, even if it costs us a lot more. But in reality, we can probably do a very high quality building that's sympathetic with the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
without not necessarily keeping the existing structure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, for example, in Ottawa, there's some heritage neighborhoods that are very important because of their size and the mass and the volumetric kind of things related to that neighborhood. But the buildings themselves are probably not very good quality.
Mm-hmm.
So we shouldn't be hesitant to remove those buildings and replace them where we think we can do a better quality building than what exists. However, if it is a building that is of good quality and it's solid and it's really portrays the time, then we should make all efforts to do adaptive reuse.
Mm-hmm.